Hi, this is Tom Casale with your Patriots Campcast for Wednesday, August 2nd. Well, the word of the day today was hot. It was sweltering out, probably close to 110 down on the field. The players still went through the heat, though, and practiced. It was a little bit of a sluggish practice, as you would imagine, in this kind of heat. They kind of took it easy, took a few water breaks, stayed hydrated, did some 11-on-11 drills, did some goal line work, but you could tell the offense didn't look sharp. Brady overthrew some receivers not catching the ball well. They did some running drills, but it's kind of hard to tell with the running backs because the action's kind of going half speed. But overall, the offense seemed to struggle a little bit today. And despite the heat, they did run wind sprints at the end of practice, so kind of still putting the pedal to the metal in what was said to be a tougher training camp this year by Coach Belichick. Other than the players on the PUP list, Matt Shelton, Asante Samuel, Lawrence Maroney, Monty Beisel, Teddy Bruschi, Marquise Hill, and Jarvis Green all missed today's practice. I'm sure with the heat out there, a lot more people would have liked to take the day off, but they weren't able to. Richard Seymour was still out of practice, and we're still waiting for him to return to the field, and that'll be a big boost to the Patriots' defense once him and Bruschi return. Lakeven Smith and Barry Gardner got a lot of reps today. Lakeven Smith played tackle in the 4-3 when the team lined up in a 4-3 goal line defense. That's probably more to work against an opposing defense. Belichick said at one of his press conferences that they don't just work on their own defenses, but defenses they're going to play. And since they're going to see a lot of 4-3s, I think they were working more against future opponents. But Lakeven Smith was at defensive tackle while Barry Gardner was at inside linebacker. Interesting to note that a lot of the younger linebackers aren't getting many reps in this camp. It seems to be Gardner, then the special teams guys, Davis and Izzo, when they go to reserves. So your Eric Alexanders, your Freddie Roach, your Corey Mays, those guys aren't getting on the field as much as we thought they would when camp started. When the team went to nickel goal line defense, safety James Sanders moved to linebacker. So he was covering the tight ends coming out, Ben Watson and Dave Thomas. Willie Andrews continues to impress on kickoff returns, showing speed and explosion. He's always the first one to return kicks, so it seems like the seventh-round draft pick has a really good chance to make the team as a kick returner and a backup defensive back. Despite the offense looking a little sluggish, Tom Brady and Rashay Caldwell have really built a nice chemistry together. Perhaps it's because not a lot of other receivers are on the field, but Brady really goes to Caldwell a lot. Caldwell is showing nice hands, probably one of the players at camp so far, if not the player at camp. Caldwell caught a nice touchdown pass today from Brady, reaching up over cornerback Vernell Brown for a score. Those two really seem to be playing well together. It doesn't look like the team's going to miss David Givens much, and you can expect a big season from Rashay Caldwell. Well, that's it from hot Foxborough. This is Tom Casale signing off with your Campcast for Wednesday, August 2nd.